Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective, a colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace. What up, family? We are back in the building. This is Cosmic Kev, a.k.a. Brother Kev.
Uh-oh, here I am. Rigel, right here. How everybody doing?
Hotel. Assalamu alaikum, family. This is Brother Montoya, a.k.a. Mufasa Ra.
Yes, indeed, and we are Collective Minds Radio. We back again for another week, hopefully to share some constructive dialogue with the family. Of course, y'all already know we got some devastating news, but before we get into the show, this is an open discussion, as we do, each last Sunday of the month. We do have an open discussion, but before we get into it, y'all, you know, how was y'all week, and do y'all have any announcements for the family?
No announcements, and one announcement. I had a nice week, thankful, and no other announcements.
My brother Mufasa, how was your week, my brother, and you got any announcements for us?
Yeah, I had a busy week. Shout out to the Assistant National Minister, to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, speaking of Brother Ishmael Muhammad, who was in the St. Louis area this weekend. We had a Savior's Day banquet yesterday. Minister Ishmael was the keynote. And this morning, he blessed us with a lecture at the mosque this morning. So I want to thank Minister Ishmael. We had a fantastic turnout. Enjoyed everyone who was out and about. And so outside of that, no announcements except for our major one, which I'm going to pass to you, brother, to share with the family.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Family, we had some devastating news. If y'all haven't heard earlier today, Kobe Bryant and his daughter was in a helicopter crash. It's been confirmed, I guess, there was five people in the helicopter. And it's still early, so, reports are still coming out. We don't know exactly what happened. But Kobe. Yeah, I'm hearing some background noise. Echo. Okay, there we go. No, I'm still hearing it. Is that somebody got the radio up or got the block talking up? Because there's an echo.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not on his end. Can y'all hear me?
Hello, y'all with me, family? Yeah, I can hear you. Do y'all hear the echo?
Yeah, I don't hear it.
Yeah.
No, I don't hear it.
Hold on. I'm looking for it. Just trying to continue as best you can.
Okay. So Kobe Bean Bryant, we all know, he's the all-time Laker. He in the age of where players swap teams, this man spent 20 seasons with the Lakers, with the same team, just had an outstanding career. He was an example of work ethic. The man put in hella work, had hella accolades with the Lakers, and, he passed away at 41. So it's been a shocking to everybody. A lot of people have been online talking about it. A lot of athletes, a lot of celebrities, and you know, just a lot of people that this man has touched, either personally or just, you know, just knowing of him, watching him on TV. The man was the first overall pick. No, he was the first round pick coming out of high school, not the overall pick. He was picked 13th overall. But
that's
in 1996,
right,
coming out of high school, out of Pennsylvania, the Philadelphia area, this man came right out of high school and was the 13th pick in the first round of the NBA. You know what I'm saying? So that says a lot. He was originally picked up by the Charlotte Hornets, and then he ended up going to the Lakers. They traded him to the Lakers, which, you know, that's crazy on Charlotte. Traded him to the Lakers. He went to the Lakers and just had an outstanding career. 5 NBA championships, 2 NBA MVPs, the most valuable players, 18 All-Star games. Yeah, 18 NBA. Yeah, 18 NBA All-Star games, 4-time NBA All-Star game MVP. He was 11-time All-NBA first team, 2-time All-NBA second team, 2-time All-NBA third team, 9-time NBA defensive first team, 3-time NBA All-Defensive second team. I mean, the accolades go on and on. This man had an outstanding career. And, you know, it's just a sad loss. So, you know, I'll let y'all share y'all thoughts. The first thing that came to mind when y'all heard the news.
Man, you know what? I don't know. Roger, you there? You want to go first? Yeah, go ahead, brother. You know, this, I have to say this, it really hits home with me because if people don't know, Kobe was, he was a husband. He had 4 daughters. You know, people know me, know I had 4 daughters, and so it really hit home that that what happened to him, knowing that one of his daughters was with him. You know, I could only imagine how I would feel in that helicopter. And, you know, I know Kobe was a pilot himself. I'm not sure if he was piloting, you know, this morning. But I do know he was a pilot and, you know, was known for flying his own helicopters. But just either way, whether he was flying or just a passenger, just knowing, you know, imagine how he was feeling knowing that this aircraft is going down and you got your daughter in there with you. Not let alone just worried about yourself, but your daughter. So, like I said, it really hits home with me. It really, you know, makes me say, hey, you know, hug my children, hug my wife, and, you know, let them know that I really love them. And, that, you know, everyone should do that. Make sure you tell your family, tell your people that you love them, because at the drop of a dime, you know, bat of an eye, it could be over with. But I want to add to Kobe's accolades also and remind people that when this man, well, first let me start off like this. I got to be honest and say I was not personally a fan of Kobe because coming up, I thought Kobe was just too cocky. He was arrogant, you know what I'm saying? But the
right.
man, but I can't deny the man was a legend. The man was great. And all that cockiness, all that, he put in the work to show up like that. You know, this man was drafted out of high school at that time, the youngest player at that time to be drafted.
The first
straight
guard
out of high school.
Yeah.
You know, the man took Brandy to the prom. You know, at that time, if y'all remember,
that's right.
Brandy. He took Brandy to his prom.
Right,
you know, so, you know, Kobe was, you know, had a fantastic career. He came out telling people what, you know, he was chasing Jordan. You know, he was chasing greatness, and he lived up to it. And I say this, too. I remember when he retired. Remember his retirement game, bro? The man put up 61 points.
Right.
61 points in his last game. You know, so he came in with a bang, went out with a blast, you know. And, you know, the
he
world.
He made 61
not
points
basketball.
In a game before?
Yeah.
He made
I think
61 points in a game?
Yeah.
Hold up. yes, yes, he did. I think he scored 80 in the game, if I'm not mistaken, in New York. I'm trying to pull that up. Any of my basketball heads on the line, call us up and let us know.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think he scored like 80 in the game.
So you would think a person that's retiring, declining, you would think maybe they just, you know, put up a little something to see. The man put up 61 points in his last game. I mean, who does that?
He scored 81. He scored 81 in the game against the Knicks. 81 points.
Yeah.
No, against the Raptors. I'm sorry, my bad. Let me get it right. Against the Raptors. Against Toronto.
Yeah. So like I say. Yeah. So he can put up 81, but 61 for his last game. And even that, like I said, this is the man's last game retiring. And put up 61 points? I mean, come on. So he was a great player, great athlete. A lot of people can talk about his how he was off the court, how big of a compassionate person he was, and he was just a competitor. Like I say, me coming up with him, I wasn't fond of him because he was so arrogant, but he deserved it.
Right.
He deserved the right to be arrogant. So I want to send my condolences to his family. His wife and his remaining children. The man just had a newborn daughter.
Right. Yeah.
So it's a sad situation.
Yeah, so,
people are going to be mourning this for a long time.
Right, right. This is a tough one. Did you want to share your thoughts on what you was thinking, Roger, when you first heard what happened? Because was the first person let me know. I think you sent the text or something.
I know.
And let me know.
Well, I know Mufasa sent one. But I did send something after he had sent it. But I heard about it earlier. But I don't know basketball. I have a general understanding of it. So I understand the significance of somebody. You telling me he scored all those points in one game. I understand that enough. But I just think it's just always this type of reaction when it's a big celebrity. You know, because so many people is familiar and aware with the person, and it's just for me when things like this happen, it's just a reminder that we have to keep in mind how
A lot of background noise.
Okay. Just a reminder of how sensitive time is. It's like I think we take time for granted. We live as if though we're going to be here all the time, and we just have to learn to appreciate life a little bit better. I think if we had to understand that we have to live like this could be our last day, maybe we could see a potential difference in the way people, the way we behave, And you don't have, time is precious. You don't have time to waste it. You don't want to waste time.
That's
because
right.
It's not something that you can get back, So it's just a reminder of that to me, and just to make sure that we know that we use our time wisely, while we're here, use our time wisely. And, there's other things, but I can I can stop there and pass it, but I didn't know much about basketball.
Yeah,
but I know that he was a great, great player.
It was
tragic thing.
Yeah, it was crazy because I was at the gym, and I'm going around the track. And usually, when you go around the track at the gym, you can see guys playing basketball. Downstairs. So I'm just in my zone. I'm running, listening to my headphones. But I usually watch them play their games or whatever. And then I noticed that one of the parents, he had kind of stopped the game, stopped them from playing, and he was showing them some on their phone. And I was like, what is he showing them on the phone? And then after he showed them, everybody started shaking their head and looking and like, dang. And then they started checking their phones. So I'm like, what? I'm like, something's up. I'm like, I ain't know. I didn't check my phone at the time. I'm like, something up. And then Whitney had called. My wife had called, and she let me know. And then at the same time she was calling, I was looking at my text. And that's when I seen what y'all had sent. And she was telling me that, you know, Kobe had died in a helicopter crash. And I'm like, no, you lying. I'm like, what? So when I put two and two together, I'm like, okay, that's what the guy was showing the kids on the basketball court, and everybody stopped, and, you know, they was looking at their phones and just kind of, you know, shaking their heads like, man. And, you know, so it was one of those things that really hit home, you know what I'm saying, as far as, because Kobe came out in 96, and I'm going to share my age. I graduated in 96. So I knew about Kobe in high school because he was like, you know, he was like a parade All-American. Everybody's like, this kid from Philly. So I knew about him like my junior year, senior year. I'm like, okay, this kid. So I really followed his career. And I was, you know, I like Kobe. You know, I wasn't really a huge basketball fan, but I followed Kobe. You dig what I'm saying? I liked his game. I knew he was a killer on the court. You dig what I'm saying? Like, he would really – you know, get busy and put in that work. So I've always respected him on that level. He won three championships with Shaq, but then after Shaq left, he did it on his own and came back and won another two. You know what I'm saying? And I think the real measure of his professionalism is how his peers respect him, right? Like, if you talk to anybody, you listen to anybody in the NBA talk about him, they always say he one of the GOATs, if not the GOAT. You dig what I'm saying? They always say he put in that work. They always say he's one of the hardest to guard. They always say his work ethic was crazy, was insane. He would be just shooting through the roof. They was like, Kobe didn't really party, didn't really go out. You know what I'm saying? That man was just all about basketball, all about getting in that gym. You know, he used basketball as a metaphor for life, of how to be a team player and how to, you know, how to work with folks and how to be successful and put in that work and get the results. You know, so yeah, Kobe was that guy, man. And like Brother Mufasa said, love and light to his family, love and light to the other people that was on the helicopter. You know, this is just a tragic event. And like, you know, Queen Rigel said, you know, it's just a great time to reflect and tell, you know, we could tell our loved ones that we love them because we don't, you know, have a lot of time. We don't borrow time on this planet. You know what I'm saying? We just here for a minute and nobody knows when they go or how they go. You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, we just got to make the best of the time we have here. You know, enjoy those moments and create those experiences with the family and loved ones, you know, that you can remember and take with you because, you know, you never know when, you know, when we get that call. So, it's devastating news. It's going to be felt, you know, it's going to reverberate around the world. But, yeah, go ahead, bro.
I just wanted to add also just the magnitude of what just happened. Like, this man was supposedly was going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. Okay.
Oh yeah, he was gonna be a first time ballot or whatever. Yeah, I'm sure he was.
You know, so to pass before that, and then check this out. Just last night, remember what happened last night? LeBron James.
Yeah. LeBron passed him up
last night. Yeah, in a Lakers uniform.
That was his last tweet.
What do you mean LeBron passed him up
in the Lakers uniform? He became the number two leading scorer in the NBA behind Kobe. Kobe is now number three.
Yeah,
like Kobe used to be. Yeah, Kobe's now number three leading scorer. LeBron passed him up, and like you say, he did in the Lakers uniform.
Yeah. Yeah, LeBron paid for the Lakers right now. So he did this last night, broke Kobe's record. Kobe was there. Kobe congratulated him. And LeBron told the story. You say that again?
Is that where he was coming from, or was that a pre-recorded show?
No, the way he transferred this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was last night. The game was last night. This morning
the game was last night.
Event.
That was this morning. Yeah, the crash
That was last night. So when he passed LeBron, because LeBron was playing last night, like I say, Roger, LeBron now plays for the Lakers, which is Kobe's old team. Kobe only played for one team his entire career. You know, for the Lakers. So now LeBron plays for the Lakers, and LeBron took that title from Kobe last night. But like I said, Kobe was there, congratulated him. LeBron told the story of how when he was a youth, he was at a camp of Kobe Bryant. He was like 15 years old, and he said he just remember how how Kobe had talked to him and mentored him, and he looked up to Kobe. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so for him to break that record last night in the Lakers uniform, Kobe to be there to congratulate him. And then this happened to the brother today. They say LeBron was getting off the plane, like it up, but they had a game tonight, I believe.
Yeah.
And LeBron got off the plane was just in tears. Cuz that's another thing. It's NBA games going on today. They didn't put up, had moments of silence. And some people was even trying to get the games, to not even play the games. I think, matter of fact, you can look that up. But I think LA decided not to play. I think they postponed that game.
Okay. Yeah.
So LeBron is devastated. So again, like I said, you got the brother Kobe going into the Hall of Fame this year. His record getting broken just yesterday by a Lakers player, which I'm sure he loved that. And tonight, what's this? The Grammys tonight? The Grammys are being
The Grammys tonight
at the Staples Center.
That's
home
right.
Home of the Lakers. got all these entertainers here at the Grammys, and they paying homage. The Grammys has had to switch everything around now to pay homage to Kobe Bryant. The Grammys
right.
is going
and
on at the home of the Lakers.
Right.
And Kobe Bryant.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then I was going to say, after the Grammys was supposed to be doing a tribute to Nipsey Hussle, man, we lost Nipsey last year
really?
As well.
That's crazy. It's devastating. There's a lot of people that's hurt. I seen Stephen A. Smith being interviewed today, was barely able to hold back his tears. A lot of people was affected by this man, and he was a great person. So in the weeks to come, people are going to find out. Right, you hear more. And the world is going to learn more about what this young man was all about. Because a lot of us don't fully know the magnitude of Kobe Bryant. He wasn't just a great basketball player. He was a great person off the field as well. And I'll say this, too, before I pass the mic. Brother Ked, you might remember this. Remember when he got caught, and he cheated on his wife?
Yeah, Tyler Wright. Yeah.
That was a major broadcast. The brother came on, admitted to what he did, through that. I don't want to talk about that too much because, he just passed. But he admitted to what he did and was able to hold his family together. His wife, stood by his side and stuck with him. But he came out came out and had, basically publicly humiliated himself over that. I remember that. Remember like yesterday, he was crying, upset.
Yeah, I remember
so
that. Yeah.
He wasn't cocky with it. He wasn't arrogant. The brother, he made a mistake. Let it be known that he loved his wife and his family. He did, but he made a mistake. So
that's right.
That showed that, hey, even though we are all humans, people make mistakes. So you can be a big enough person to admit that I made a mistake. So I appreciate the brother. Like I said, I was just tripping off his arrogance, but that's just the competitor in me as well. But Kobe was a good dude, so RIP to that brother, man. We're really gonna find out
indeed.
The full magnitude over the next few weeks about what type of man he was.
Yes, indeed. And when you brought up the the situation in Colorado, me personally, like you say, I never really held that against him because people are people. Like, mugs make mistakes. Like, so we can't be so judgmental on folks when they do something just because they're in the public light. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never held that against him. You know, it seems like he was able to redeem himself after that. You feel what I'm saying? And as long that's between him and his wife and his family. So if she was able to forgive him, like, who are we to judge, you know, what happened or what that man did? We going to get to the call lines in a second, family. Just bear with us. This is Collected Minds Radio. This is our monthly open discussion topic. But as you see, we've been kind of going over the legacy of Kobe Bean Bryant. He passed away today in a helicopter crash, him along with one of his daughters. He survived by three other daughters and his wife. So, yeah, this happened earlier today. It's, you know, it's hot off the press. More news is still coming out. So, you know, information is still being released as we speak. So, and then also, now, did y'all hear that it was a MSNBC? This has been all over social media, too. An MSNBC reporter named Allison Morris was reporting on Kobe's death, and she ended up using... She ended up saying nigger. Now, I don't know how that happened, but according to her Twitter, she claims she mixed up the Knicks and the Lakers, and she said niggers. But when you listen to it, she clearly said niggers. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's one thing that's hot on the press. And then there's another thing circulating around social media where a guy by the name of Noloso. Wait, yeah, let me make sure I get it right. A guy by the name of his Twitter handle is @Noso. I'm sorry, @Noso, and he tweeted this back in November, on November 13, 2012. And he said that Kobe is going to end up dying in a helicopter crash. It's from 2012. Now, you can go look on his Twitter page. I went on his Twitter page, and according to Twitter, this you know, this tweet was legit, right? So that's one of the things that's circulating. Go ahead.
Let me ask y'all something. Do y'all think, because I saw that also, but I didn't look heavily into it. But do y'all think maybe he said that, or people, you know, people tripping off that because they know how much Kobe flew in that helicopter? So maybe the guy was just tweeting it out because they know Kobe was all over the place in that helicopter.
Right. I think that was one of the things. I think from looking at the tweets and her responders, I think Kobe had did something and he was upset about it, and he had just tweeted that out of frustration, basically kind of joking, you know what I'm saying, like a joking man, but you know who jokes like that, you feel me, with somebody like, but
though?
He was he was upset about it. Yeah, as far as the comment, yeah, he was like, I can't believe this happened. He was like, I didn't want this to happen. You know, from his Twitter account I was looking at, he was tweeting stuff like that. So his profile pic is a picture of Kobe, right? So he's clearly a fan. He's, you know, when you look at his page, he was tweeting a lot of stuff about Kobe. So he was a fan, but I think with that particular tweet, you know, he just might have been upset or just doing something, being silly. You know, who knows what was going on. But that's just interesting that he did tweet that, and then, you know, 8 years later, the man does die in a helicopter crash. Now, before we get to the call lines, I want to ask y'all this, because a lot of stuff is circulating. You know how black people get. We get into conspiracy theories and things like that. So I want to ask y'all, like, you know, me personally, when things like this, just not with the Kobe situation, but just like plane crashes and things like that, I'm always skeptical about stuff like that, and always, you know, kind of suspicious that things could have been foul play. But in this case, I don't really have a lot of information. I don't really have a motive or anything like that. But I want to ask y'all, what do y'all think about, you know, people with the conspiracy theory saying that, you know, this could have been a setup, you know, somebody could have had it out for them, this could be a ritual for the Grammys. Like, I didn't see all type of stuff online that this could have been a ritual killing before the Grammys. It could have been this, it could have been that. What do y'all think about the conspiracies that's following Kobe's death in this helicopter?
For me, conspiracies are always intriguing, always interesting to me. You know, I can't, of course, if I'm going to be truly honest, I can't say whether or not that they're actually real, you know, actual factuals, but they are interesting to consider. I think those, you know, it's like, it could be, but, you know, maybe it's not.
Right.
So they just always, for me, this is about as far as it goes. It is a bit intriguing. I'm always interested in hearing them. So
yes,
I say,
indeed.
Bring them on.
Yes, indeed. Brother,
what
you think about them in this particular case?
Yeah. Right. Oh, well, before I go in there, I wanted to add, too, I think that was Raiju. I'm not sure. It was either you or Raiju that sent that clip, the cartoon image of Kobe crashing in the helicopter.
Yeah,
that was from 2017.
Where did that come from?
That was from 2017, from what I understand. And I think it might have been a commercial. Now, I haven't looked too deep into that, but there's a cartoon floating around as well of Kobe in a helicopter crash, and they asking him to pass the championship. It was kind of a deal where they used to say that Kobe don't pass. Yeah, he had the trophies, and they was like, pass me the trophies. And then Kobe was like, pass. You know, so it was kind of a thing where they was kind of joking about him not passing the ball or whatever. But I think that was from some type of commercial, if I'm not mistaken. And that's been circulating around social media as well. So it's been a lot of, you know, a little weird stuff going on. But you can go ahead, brother, on what you think about the conspiracy.
So I brought that up to say that along with the tweet, that these things could have been coming up because people know that he was always in the helicopter.
When a customer comes
in. You know, so that's my take on it, that that's where these things come from. Just on the strength that he was always, you know, in that helicopter. And it's too soon for me to really weigh in on the conspiracy theories. Like I say, in the weeks to come, we'll hear more about what Kobe was all about, his works off the court. You know, I'm not the one to rule out anything. It's just at this time, I don't have enough information on myself. But I don't rule out conspiracies. So, like Roger said, could be not. You know, right now, I just know it's an unfortunate tragedy that this man, along with, I think reports said, first the initial report said five, then I heard another report said that there was nine people in the helicopter. So we still trying to get that information out of who all was in the helicopter, how many people. But it's just a tragedy, you know what I'm saying? It really is.
Yes, indeed. All right, let's get to the call lines. That was our brother Mufasa Ra. I'm Cosmic Care. We got Queen Raiju on the switchboards. And we are just an open discussion, but, you know, we've been talking about the passing of Kobe Bean Bryant and the helicopter crash earlier today. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. The number is 929-477-1697. And let's hit the call lines and see what's up.
Okay. We got area code 319-572. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
I got a comment. I'm not sure if you guys heard about this yet, but it was on the news the other day that another black African-American student was told he can graduate, but he could not walk across the stage unless he cut his dreadlocks off.
Oh, right, yep. I heard about that.
Yes, so I was kind of wondering what you thought about that.
Who want to go?
Well, white people telling black people how to do their hair again.
Exactly. Like what's the comedian name that used to run with Richard Pryor? Paul Mooney. Like Paul Mooney say, when black folks' hair is nappy, white folks not happy. When black folks' hair is relaxed, white people relax. So, you know, it's just one of them things where they trying to dictate that man causes. I think
But he been going to school the whole time. And they ain't said nothing about his dreadlock until graduation.
Exactly. So it's just another case of them just trying to mess with him based on his hair, which they always do based on our hair. Because think about it. Black people have the most unique texture of hair on the planet. You feel me? It's that 9-ether hair that we have that's the most unique on the planet. And for some reason, that makes folks uncomfortable in the workplace.
And
may I add
that he's from a background of like Trinidad. So
right,
is it
Trinidad,
more of a culture thing too?
Exactly.
Where did this happen? Where did this happen?
This was in Texas. This was in Texas though.
And did they give some, you know, their official statement of why they wanted to cut it off, just out of curiosity, because I didn't know about the story?
Yeah, dress code.
But
looked like he had his hair since he was young, and he went all through school without him saying something. Now they want to say something.
He didn't cut it, did he?
No, he didn't cut it yet. You know, personally, what I would do is I would show up and walk across that stage with my dreads anyway.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Get with my people and be like, man, let's none of us show up for graduation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
yeah. So
yeah,
it's crazy.
If he completed
all his works to graduate, and you know, you wait to the end of the school year to tell this man he can't walk across the stage. You know, I just that's ridiculous. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's ridiculous because his hairstyle. And I'm looking at the picture of the brother. It's not like it's just all wild. Even if it was, I don't think that would matter personally.
Taken care of it.
But he has it. Yeah, he has his hair taken care of. He got it in a, you know, a nice little style. Like, so they're really just trying to, you know, they just trying to aggravate him and stop the young man from walking across the stage. So yeah, that's crazy. Hopefully, a lot of people go rap behind him.
That's all I had to add. So you guys have a good
indeed.
One.
We appreciate
talk to y'all later.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, Colin. Appreciate it.
He gave some good solutions with that. Like I say, if I was that brother's family, and I would support him, you either gonna walk or put it out there if everybody's supporting his what he going through, then none of us go. If he can't walk, then none of us walk. So if they're gonna
that's
stand
right.
with him, or either one of them two solutions that the caller brought up, I'm with.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't cut
yes,
my hair.
Indeed.
I tell you that I'm not cutting my hair.
No, sir. There you go. Exactly.
Right, if he just wanted to, he would have done it on his own.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right, because they always try. Yeah, they want to equate dreadlocks with some type of stigma or some type of whatever they're thinking is up with dreadlocks. It's like, no, that's part of that man's culture. He's, you know, so
to add this in, we should be politically correct and call them locks, because I know a lot of the rosters be offended by that term dread. So.
That is true.
We're going to call that man his lock.
His lock. That is right. You show right. All right. Yeah, that was a good call. Now we hit the call line. Let's get another call.
Okay. Area code 314-381. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
Man, I've been waiting out here. It's cold.
It can't be cold where you at, brother. You in the tropics.
Right.
Well, I'm sad for the family of Mr. Bryant. Also, I'm waiting on the conspiracies to come out. Not to be jokingly, but wondering if nobody blamed this on President Trump. But a helicopter is hard to fly. And I'm very, my hat's off to him that he was able to learn how to fly one. I'm trying to teach, get my grandson to get a general aviation license, like I used to fly. Well, I wouldn't try to fly them helicopters, though. They were very difficult.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. That was some footage out, brother. I don't know if you saw it, but we saw some footage that was possibly him losing control of it. And it looked like he was just, I mean, it was spiraling down without a control.
Well, you know, a helicopter would come down like a, the blades is turned, it's going to come down. It might come down hard, but it's going to come down. But I don't know if he was pitched when he came down, what happened. But, you know, what's the term? Wind vane. The helicopter was wind vane if it loses power. But, you know, it's not the best way to come down, but that's what they say. But, you know, life is very delicate. There's nothing promised. You don't know when. That's what kind of I recommend to people when they leave their loved ones. Always hug them. Even if you're just going out to the car to go in the trunk, which is a far stretch. But, you know, put the limit to however best fits you. So,
That's real.
Anyway.
That's real.
Yeah, I want to go to something else. You know about this. I don't know what was the policy. If you go to a private school, you go to a school, the school going to set those standards and they should be followed. And y'all in St. Louis, you remember in University City High School, which is a black high school, principal was black. And matter of fact, myself and some others was trying to get African Center curriculum in that school. But you had a case where you had a young black athlete that the principal was not going to allow him to play on the basketball team with his hair, you know, hanging down like that. And, you know, he did cut his hair. So these schools got, and you know, another thing too, what happens when the draft comes back into the military? Yeah,
well,
you know, you go in the military, you can't have hair in that fashion, nor can you have beards. And that's for a safety concern, because if you had to put on a gas mask had to fit snugly around your face in order to prevent the poisonous gases from entering. And you remember when school started?
That that time don't have to come where we got to have a draft. But, I mean, in these today's times, it could happen. We'll hope and pray that we don't get to that point, but it could. That's real.
Well, some people
say they need to
have a draft in order to get your people, your young people, in that order of discipline that they seemingly don't have in public. I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say with the young man here, I just find it odd that this young man was able to, it was no issue, and I have to look into it more myself. But if there was no issue all this time, then why did we get all the way up to the graduation for it to come up and be a problem?
Yeah, look, I have a article pulled up, and according to it, say the district superintendent, he say the policy is about it limits the length of the hair. And he said this policy has been in place for 30 years. Now, why they waited so long to, you know, to let him know this, I'm not sure. But they say the male's hair students should not extend a certain length, and that was the problem. It wasn't necessarily the locks from what they're saying. Either way, I think it's a dumb rule. If the young man has passed all his, you know, prerequisites to graduate, and he's done everything academically, I don't think that policy is warranted. I think the policy was put in place. A lot of these hair policies are put in place for black students. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't,
so you say back in 1989 when that policy was put in place, it was put in place for black students. I don't think that kid was, that kid wasn't even born in 1989.
Well, I mean, you got to look at the policy, because you got to look at a lot of these, you know, they have some of these policies at work and some of these corporate buildings about hair and all this stuff. So, like I say, a lot of these stuff are in place because of natural black hair or light.
Well, ain't nothing, I don't think so, because, you know, in my industry, you couldn't come to work with your hair like that because it's dangerous.
Yeah, I mean,
women,
now, if
women can't wear their hair like that, especially if they, you know, I knew of a case where a female, this was a white female, she was an oiler on a crane. You know, a crane had operated and has an oiler that tends to the mechanics of the crane. She was in the back, and her long hair got caught in the gears. And I don't know what the outcome of that, but no, sometimes those cases are dangerous. If when you go to get involved with an organization, a school, and you remember when they went to uniforms in public schools, people complained about that, but it was a good thing because now you could buy some those uniforms, which didn't cost what, $15 for a pair of pants and shirts, rather than kids wanted to wear their designer clothes, which we're talking about was hundreds of dollars then, but that was a good thing, and that was a push back at it. But schools have a right, and I think there were some challenges to it, but schools in particular have a right to set a dress code, just like any other organization do. And if you don't like the code that they set, you know, you can go elsewhere. And,
yeah, but I mean,
and everybody talk about being African. Hold on now. Mustafa, everybody want to be African. You know what the students in African elementary schools, let's say Ghana, which everybody knows, they wear their hair in what we call here Crovalis, even the girls.
Yeah.
All through the elementary school year, they wear their hair in a Crovalis-like style. So that's what come I say people say they want to be African, but
well, I wonder
like
would they have allowed him, or would they allow him to style his hair shorter? Because with dreads, you can get all sorts of styles with hair, period. So,
right.
Like, if he had someone to, like, just for instance, just, you know how you may see females with knots in their head? Maybe he knotted up his whole head, you know, put several knots throughout his whole head and wore a style similar to that. And that way his hair is not exposed. I wonder, will they be open for him to just do a style where his hair isn't as long? So that's
I think
possible.
It may be so. They do it in the military for women. They wear that, what is that, bum in the back? They,
mm-hmm.
What do they
right.
call that, Nigel?
Yeah, as long as you, right, as long as you keep it up. Right, yeah, the bun. As long
yeah,
as you keep the hair up where it's, you know.
And so
right,
these women
could have did that. I think his parents, according to his mother, I'm looking at the article, according to his mother, she was upset because they told him he can't come back to school until he cut his hair. So I think that's what kind of rubbed out the wrong way. So they didn't give, according to her, yeah, they didn't give him the option to you change your style or you can do this, you can do that. They
is this
was,
elementary school?
Her, they was told that. No, this is a high
school. It was a high school.
They were in graduate high school.
Well, you
yeah,
know who the fault, you know who really the fault is lies with? It lies with the parents. Parents should have knew all that about the regulations of their school and made sure that their child was in compliance. Simple as
but
that.
Equally,
yeah, can,
but equally, the school also bear responsibility to make sure that the parents and the students is informed of policies that will prevent them from graduating. Just like they know they have to make a certain grade to graduate, and they tell make sure they know that they have to do certain things to graduate, that's one of them. If they know that they have a policy in place that will prevent
mm-hmm.
a student from walking, they are also just as equally responsible to make sure that information is conveyed.
And generally, sister, that is the case because Cardinal Ritter gives you what's called a student handbook for the parents, and all that information is in there on their dress and, you know, even their hair and so on and so on. And, you know, here's another point. A lot of the hair that these women, a lot of the material that these women have in their hair is not their real hair. It's artificial. So when somebody say that they are wearing their hair according to tradition or religion, well, it's not your real hair that's making it come down below your waist. And one more thing before we go, I'm going to jump into the religion. When people say that Jesus was black because he had hair like lamb's wool, well, a Negroid person's hair follicles are flat.
Oh, man.
That's why they curl and lock.
Okay.
A lamb's follicle is round, just like, you know, Caucasians. Their follicles on their hair is round, circular. It don't curl. So that old story about Jesus being black because he had a feet that was burnt like brass and hair like lamb wool is totally false. Another thing, when you take pure brass and put it in fire, it does not turn black because it is absent of carbon. How do we know that? Well, when people weld, and when they weld a gap, sometimes they use a piece strip of brass as a backup. And if that strip of brass had carbon in it, it would contaminate the weld and it would fail during an inspection. Let's end it with that. I'm already in trouble.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. Wait a minute. Your friend Kim Gardner got caught in a lie. She said that the police stopped her because her lights was out, which ain't nothing wrong. I've been stopped because my lights was out. Then she kept saying she don't know why, and they held her for over 15 minutes. Footage say that it was only 6 minutes. Why did she tell that lie?
Okay. Now, look.
Words probably will be spoken.
In a little bit.
Right, but no, listen, that hasn't been confirmed because you're going by the video that the police released saying that it was her. Number one, she said that they pulled her over on Christmas Eve. That video is from December 23rd. So we don't even know, we're not even confirmed if that was even her car that was pulled over in that video. We're just going by some investigative reporter that I think it was News 4 did. That put out this story, right?
No.
So we don't even know if that was the actual stop. We're just going by what they said. So she said something different, and they're claiming something. So we'll just wait for the facts to come out.
I don't understand why she figured she don't. I don't see how she figured she's not supposed to be stopped. I'd give you another because remember Jimmy Matthews.
It wasn't about being stopped. It was just for a light. And you detain her for over 15 minutes.
Well,
right?
Maybe they had to run the plates and everything. But you remember Jimmy Matthews? Y'all remember him? He was an Alder person, always ran for the Alderman seat, never get elected, but he was elected one time.
I told you guys about him.
Yeah, you remember that case where he was coming down, I think, Market Street, and he seen where some guys was in a white suit. Or something, I don't know who was involved in an incident. So he jumps out of his car and flashes his automatic badge, acting like he was the police. Well, he shouldn't have done that. He should have been reprimanded for doing that. He was impostering, posing to be a police officer. Anyway, I'll see you guys later.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, Carla. Peace.
And real quick, I want to say
with the Kim thing, you know, and to let everyone know, we're reaching out to Kim Gardner, and hopefully we can have her on in the next 2 weeks to talk about that situation. But when it comes to the traffic stop, I mean, I've been pulled over before, too. I agree with the caller that, you know, sometimes stops may take a little longer, you know what I'm saying? Could be not. But the history and the track record of Kim Gardner and what she's done here, she has ruffled feathers, and she has been harassed. So even if we want to throw out that traffic stop, we always got to look where the smoke is firing, looking at everything surrounding her, because she's ruffled
ruffle feathers here with the police department. And that's just fact.
Exactly.
They have been harassing her. So we want to look deeper
right.
into that and keep and everything that happens surrounding Keenan, you know, as far as being a part of the black community, we need to be looking at it with a magnifying glass and supporting her, in my opinion, supporting her and her cause and what she do for the city of St. Louis.
There you go. Exactly.
And also,
yes, indeed.
Really
if you just joining, go ahead.
I just want to quickly respond to something that the last caller said, too, when it came to those policies. You know, I was trying to make the point how it's just as equally important as the, for the school, too. And he said that they do when they give them the little pamphlets and things like that. But one other thing that they should do is follow up and enforce it as they do other things. You know, they don't just give you the grade recommendations and the number of credits that you have just in the policy. They also find ways to incorporate it to inform you, be more informative about it to make sure that the student understands that because it's just is very important. You know, so for something, a policy like that that will prevent a student from actually walking across the stage, that is a very significant part of graduating. So they need to make sure that the students is well aware and well informed. They don't just put it in a book of 10,000 letters and just leave it alone. You also make sure that they is well aware. So I think that's just important to put out there because I'm petty.
Ah, yes, indeed. If you're just joining this family, that was Queen Rigel. Cosmic Kev, and we got Brother Mufasa, and we Collective Minds Radio. This is our monthly open discussion program. Give us a call. We're coming down to the last half hour of the show. The number is 929-477-1697. You can call us up. We can talk about whatever you got on your mind, what's been going on. We've been kind of talking about Kobe Bryant's situation that happened this morning. You know, he had passed away in a helicopter crash, so it's still a lot of information coming out about that, but it's trending on social media. You know, a lot of people have been talking about it. The brother touched a lot of people. So, you know, this is a big, you know, kind of a big deal with him passing. We also talked about the young brother in a Texas high school who they're saying will be denied walking across the stage for graduation due to his dreads. You know, you can call us up, let us know what you think about that. And then we also talked about a local issue with St. Louis prosecutor filing a lawsuit against the city. And it was a report that came out that she was pulled over by the police. Just some differences in the story from what the police are saying and from what she's saying. So, you know, we'll try to get more information on that. And like the brother Mufasa say, we are trying to reach out to her as well that we can bring her on the show and, you know, maybe she can share her insight on, you know, what's been going on. So without further ado, y'all want to hit the call lines or y'all want to respond to anything?
Okay. Area code 767. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
Peace.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't have a comment or anything. I'm just listening.
Well,
okay, actually, I do. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out who else died in that helicopter accident because I just read a report that came out 38 minutes ago that it's up to 9 deaths now.
Oh, wow, 9. Really?
Yeah, that's what
I'm like,
earlier, that it started with 5, and then it moved up to 9.
We know it's Kobe and his daughter. Why the other 7 people are non-existent?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
I'll say this. I'll give you my opinion on it is because it was Kobe's helicopter, and I think that's how they know it was him, and, you know, from the family or whatnot, they knew it was him and his daughter that was in there. But I heard the police, when they gave their official statement, they said that they didn't want the other people's families to find out via TMZ or social media, like how Kobe Bryant came out. You know, they were disturbed about that. So that's why they didn't want to release names. They want to try to reach the people's families first and let them know before they make it public. But of course, when it comes
sense.
To somebody like Kobe Bryant, you know, it slipped on
it's
out.
It's out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're right. That makes sense because that's how it was in the military, too. I didn't even think about them just black outing it so that they can notify the families properly.
Right.
Okay, yeah, it is saying. Yeah, it is saying among nine dead, so I do see that. But, yeah, that's interesting. Wow.
Yeah,
so who
appreciate
were the
call.
Nine people on that? Yeah, appreciate that for that break-in. You did say that earlier, too, Mufasa. But, yeah, that's interesting because, okay, it was nine people on there. So we know Kobe and his daughter, that's two. So at least, you know, possibly seven more people.
Yeah. One thing I know I heard was that it was because it was they were on the way to his daughter. It was actually his daughter's game where they was flying to.
Right.
So the other passengers on there was possibly – friends of hers along with their parents. That's what I
right.
heard earlier.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I guess it'll be more to come. But wow. That's interesting, man. I wonder do helicopters have like a little black box that you know, that the airplanes have, like, a recorder or anything where they could kind of determine what happened?
I would
How
think
does that
so.
Work?
Yeah,
I would
think
so. If it's
not a black box, it's something along that line.
Right.
Yeah, I would think it'd be something along that line. Something definitely made it. And it's like how Brother Fianchi brought up earlier, because it could have been engine failure. If that video that Roger sent earlier was fact, the way that helicopter was spiraling down. Brother Fianchi said the technical term for it, but it looked like an engine failure problem. So we don't know the facts. I'm just kind of throwing out there what I think could have possibly happened. But the way it was coming down, it looked like, you know, like he said, it could have been an engine problem if that was the correct video.
Right. Yeah, that's Yeah, that's sad. I mean, and once them helicopters start spinning like that, you can't get control of that thing.
Yeah.
You can't get control of that
very
thing.
Very hard to control. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Yeah. Buddy. So yeah, that's a tough one to. What is it? We in the first month of 2020. We ain't even made it to the second month yet. If you're just joining us, y'all, this Collective Minds Radio, give us a call. We down to the last half hour, 929-477-1697. Y'all want to hit the call lines?
Okay, area code 314-616. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or do you have a comment?
Peace. How's everybody doing tonight?
Oh, all is well. Peace, brother.
Hey, brother. How you doing,
yeah,
brother Dave?
Wonderful, man. You know, definitely was a basketball fan when I watched it. You know, I wasn't so much of a Lakers fan, but I do think that with what he's achieved and the way he played, I personally believe that he was probably the second best player behind Will Chamberlain. But, you know, when I'm looking at some things, as Brother Kim always says, there's no such thing as a coincidence. And, you know, I don't know if this is some type of Hollywood ritual or, you know, like, was Kobe an oathbreaker? Because I can remember some time back, he was speaking about, you know, against these colleges and how, you know, they were upset about people going straight to the NBA and losing out on billions. So sometimes conversations like that can be somewhat of an oath breaker kind of thing.
And, you know, what are the chances that, this death is happening right before around the Super Bowl and the Grammys where Nipsey's being honored? And we know that Nipsey was a fan of the Lakers and a friend of Kobe's. And, you know, just 1 year ago, both of these men were both alive. And, you know, you see, you know, it's just like, I don't know, man. It really seems weird. And how you guys were saying with the clip of the helicopter, it looks like an engine failure. But something else I looked at, yeah, what we know that all news is fake news. So their reports are saying that it was in the valley. Well, that clip looked like the helicopter was somewhere in the mountains. So, you know, which one is it? You know? So I don't know, man. Either way it goes, man, it is tragic when someone that's been so much to the game, you know, passes like this. But I'm also curious to wonder, you know, what kind of projects was Kobe Bryant involved in? You know, what kind of movies was he funding? You know, that kind of thing, because a lot of these things can take effect on how these things happen to these so-called celebrities. So that's pretty much all.
Right.
Just saying that this thing is not no coincidence, man, and something real fishy is going on behind it. Especially the kind of person
indeed.
That Kobe is. I mean, he's very strategic. And I also want to address the reporter that used the N word. I don't know why black folks keep acting surprised. You know, when white people do this kind of thing. I'm a huge fan of what Nellie Fuller says, that if you don't understand white supremacy, everything that they do is going to confuse you. So
that's a fact. Yes, indeed.
That's all I am.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, Colin. Yeah, you made some good points. I mean, like I was saying, it's a little too early to speculate. Now, I don't believe in coincidences. And when I first heard it, but anytime I hear, like I say, plane crashes or these helicopter crashes, I always want to, you know, give me the attendance log. Give me the log of who was all on these flights, who was all on these on the helicopter, and what type of plans, who could stand to make money or lose money by these people dying, you know, whether it's a plane crash or, you know, something like this. You know what I'm saying? That's where my mind goes. Now, out of respect, you know, for Kobe and his family, it's maybe a little too early to speculate because I don't have a lot of facts as far as this case and what type of things that was going on behind the scenes. But, like I say, that's some of the first things I look at when these type of events happen. You know, but and then again, it could just be, you know, some type of mechanical failure. But I think a lot of times there's always safety checks and things that people go through when they, you know, take these type of flights or, you know, helicopter flights or airplanes. There's all type of safety checks and things that you have to check off to make sure that everything is good. So, you know, somebody could have not been doing a job, or it could be some foul play, a.k.a. conspiracy. But, yeah, it is kind of, you know, it's kind of early for that. But, you know, we'll see
also,
as things come out.
They said that, you know, it was foggy. You know, they mentioned the fog.
Yeah, they did mention the fog. Now, see, with that, I was looking at that with a little side eye because I saw the report. They was like, amid some fog, and it was foggy. So it's kind of like, yeah, I mean, that's real convenient. So you could put that out there just to dispel any type of other, you know, scenario that people could be thinking of. So it could be, it could be not. I don't know, but like I say, I'm always suspicious of things like that. You know, they could just throw that out there just to make it look good to be covering the real agenda. I do want to bring this up too. What do y'all think about this coronavirus that's going on? Right, the coronavirus in China. Now they saying there's some cases in Chicago, There's been a few cases in
D.C., I believe,
LA,
Seattle,
D.C.
or something like that.
So, yeah. So, do y'all think this thing is as big as they saying, or is this some type of fear campaign? What do y'all think is really going on with this virus? Because they really trying to make it seem like it could be the next big thing. You know, we could all be quarantined and all this stuff. So, do y'all think it's something there, or are they overreacting, trying to get people in that fur bag? You know, what y'all think?
Well, of course we don't fully know, but the first thing I thought about was some type of an attack. You know, I just, that was the first thing that came to my mind when, you know, it happened. And so if it's going to be like an outbreak, you know, then
that's
an attack, you know.
Remember that movie? Remember that movie, Outbreak? That started in China.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all remember that movie back in the day.
Yeah,
Outbreak.
With that monkey. Yeah, that man brought that
monkey
and let it go or something like that. Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. So that was the first thing that came to my mind. But, you know, I know that it could be millions of other things that could actually be there. But that did come to my mind. So,
yeah, what do you think, Mufasa? Should we be concerned, or is it hype?
Some of us have to be, because it's going to affect some people, but not everybody. Just like the swine flu, West Nile, anthrax, all these different viruses. They come, hit a couple people, and then it's on to the next. So, yeah, some of us do need to be concerned. I don't think it'll be something that's going to wipe out the whole planet of humanity, but, yeah, we do need to be concerned about that.
Right. Now, remember your boy Bill Gates, I think Roger shared that story, and this was from back, I want to say, maybe a few years ago, where Bill Gates said that, you know, a potential virus that could wipe out a large portion of the planet's population basically is on the horizon, you know, and my thing was like, yeah, and you go be behind it, Bill Gates, you know what I'm saying, type of thing.
Yeah, I remember you saying
he's
that.
With that whole... Yeah, he's with that whole population control, and, you know, we need to control the population, and there's not enough resources and blah, 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 which, you know, my theory is the planet is big enough to house more, like there's close to 8 billion people on the planet as we speak. There's enough resources for everyone. The problem is there's just a few of us that are greedy. And they want to hoard all the resources and keep them for themselves, as opposed to, looking out for the lesser of the, you know, looking out for the little man, you know, looking out for the people who really can't have access to the resources. So, you know, that's just my theory. So, but I do think that they could be cooking up something. You know, it could be some type of biological warfare. Some type of disease or something that they would want to unleash to kind of control the population. You know, that's just you know, my.
And
you
guys already know. I may not be thinking exactly the same as Bill and the rest of them, but we do share a similar thought that it's. I do think we're overpopulated. You know, I do. I've expressed that, and I still think so. I think it's just chaos. I think the more people, the less order we have. Now, it doesn't have to be that way. We definitely, as humanity, have the ability to live in harmony and organized and less chaotic and work with one another. But we're not doing that. So, therefore, to me, I perceive it as a lot of chaos, and I think it's due to the amount of people that's here. It's hard to get two people on one accord, let alone billions of people on the same accord, or even just even half a billion people on one accord. It's very challenging to shoot. Even just 100 people on one accord is very challenging still. So we do share that similar thought that I do think we are overpopulated. Yeah, we can house everybody, you know, but But the living in order and in harmony part, we don't have under control. We can't have it under control.
Right.
We don't have it under control.
Right. My argument is, or response to that is, it's the people that control the planet, which is why
that keeps
that stuff is not in order.
The chaos. Yeah.
Right, that's part of the chaos.
Confusion. They create the confusion.
Right, the confusion helps the powers that be. You know, the confusion, the chaos, the lack of, the disease, the everything that comes with that, that helps the powers that be. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because you can divide and conquer. You can have the have-nots fighting over the scraps while you sit high in the castle and kind of dictate, you know, who gets what at what time. You feel what I'm saying? So that the chaos and everything that's going on helps the powerful people that run the world. Do y'all know that, you know, it's less than like 10% of the people who have most of the wealth on the planet. Like less than 5%. People say the 1%. But it's like it really is about 1% of the people who have most 90% of the wealth on this planet. Just think about that. 1% of the people control 90% of the wealth on this planet. And other people, the rest of the 99% is fighting for that 10%. You feel me? So that's crazy. You know, yeah, that's where we at. But like I say, in coming up, you know, we starting off this 2020 with a bang. We lost our brother Kobe Bryant. You know, and there's been a few things that's been predicted online as far as him in a helicopter crash. But you know, just be prepared. Because, like I say, we're moving. I think that, like I say, the planet's moving into a new dimension. We're seeing new things. We're going to see a lot of things that previously that we would have thought would have been unseen. You dig what I'm saying? But I don't want to go too more into that. I digress. Let's try to get one more call in before we close it out.
Okay, this will be the last caller, Collective Minds, area code 314. 361 caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I just want to comment. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, okay.
Please.
First of all, I know it's a tragedy about the Kobe Bryant incident. It looked like the whole world is really touched by it because he was definitely a legend, and he left a great legacy. And then it's kind of ironic that LeBron James just broke his record, and then this just happened, and he died right after this. But I want to make note that death knows no age, race, or color. Any given time, we're all in man-made machines, and they have faults. That's why we have callbacks on cars, motorcycles. Even the airlines, some of the airlines, they find fault. They had a big callback on an airline not that long ago, canceled all the airplanes from taking off. So it's just a tragedy that this happened. And I was told, informed that everywhere Kobe went, a lot of his movements was on a helicopter. He went to dinner,
right.
If he went to a meeting, if he went to He was using it more than Uber, and some people use Uber in some of the cities, you know. So with that alone, and I just hate that it was a lot of other people involved in it, but I really am going to stay posted until I see what the investigation come out, because I'm curious too, but I'm not going to make any speculations. And I just want them definitely to investigate instead of you know, going off on the deep end, you know, like some people say the Illuminati and all like that.
Right.
It's a tragedy. It's a man-made machine. Something happened. It can happen to anybody. But let's just see what happens from this. And my condolences go out to the family.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Right. Appreciate
you. Thank you, bro.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, that, I mean, he used to take the, from what I understand, he used to take the helicopter back and forth to the games his whole 20-year career. So we talking about hundreds and hundreds of flights. And then, you know, it only take that one for something, you know, to happen and malfunction that could end your life. But, yeah, he used to take the helicopter everywhere, from my understanding. Like I say, back and forth to the games, to practice, what have you. And, you know, it's just sad that it took this one incident that, you know, cost him his life, cost him and his daughter's life, amongst other people that was on the plane as well. So, yeah, man, it's just a sad,
sad iconic figure.
Yeah, iconic man. Yeah, Kobe was
the
dude.
I gotta ask the question. You know, I'm not a big basketball guy, and you know, football is my thing. But I'm gonna ask.
Right.
I know Roger said you don't follow basketball too much, neither. I'm gonna ask you, Brother Kane. Who, in your opinion, was the best player, him or Jordan?
I'm gonna keep it real. I gotta go with MJ. Yeah, I just gotta go with MJ. You know, but Kobe right there. Kobe definitely is number two in my era. You know, I'm not counting the Will Chamberlains or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's and, you know, the Bill Russells. I'm not counting. I'm just talking about from when I started watching basketball up to now. I would say MJ, Kobe, then LeBron for me. You dig what I'm saying? That's just my three. But you know, on any given day, Kobe could get that number one spot. It just depends. But the majority of the time, I'm gonna roll with MJ. You know, just because I've seen him do, like, MJ turned me around. Like I didn't like MJ because I used to be a Pistons fan. And I used to like the Knicks and the Pistons, and they used to always beat them. So I really did not like MJ. I'm like, why do everybody like Jordan? But after he left and came back and won the next three, he had won me over. I say this cat is a G on this court. Like you can't deny. Like if you don't like MJ, you just a hater as far as basketball. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like him as far as basketball, now we can talk about off the court or whatever. But as far as basketball. If you say MJ's not one of the greats or the great, then you just a hater. And I have to convert. You know what I'm saying? I had to convert and just give it up. But, yeah, Kobe definitely is in that top three. He definitely a legend. And, yeah, he number two on my list. You did.
Yeah. I just wish that, you know, I really hate that this happened to him. Like I said, it's a tragedy. I wish he was still here to be able to go and see it, you know, going to the Hall of Fame or see himself going to the Hall. You know, I look at it like, man, the brother was cut down. He was just in the second phase of his, you know, his overall career. Of course, he did some great things on the court, but he was working on things out, you know, after basketball. He was prepared. He was making business moves. And, man, I really hate that brother got lost his life at just 41 years of age with so much more to do.
That's
right.
Remember, he had won, I want to say, a Golden Globe and an Emmy because he had put out that documentary, and I think he went to, like, Cannes Film Festival. So he was getting into business. He was getting into the arts. He was getting into movies. So the brother was doing, like I said, I had watched the interview he did. You know, these basketball players got these podcasts, and he blessed a few of the brothers to be on their podcast, and I always clicked on it to listen to what Kobe was saying, you know what I'm saying? And he's talking about what he was doing in the second phase. He was coaching his daughter's basketball team, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he was doing, like I say, film work in Hollywood. He was doing business deals. You know, so the brother was definitely entering into that next phase of his life, doing things off the court, getting into business, spending more time with his family, his kids. And I like to, you know, just look, like I say, look at his work ethic and what he was doing. And if I could have half the work ethic of a Kobe Bryant, you could do some amazing things. You know what I'm saying? You could do some amazing things. That brother was relentless with it. You know what I'm saying? And it showed in his work and his you know, he had the results to show it. So shout out to that brother, man. Love and light. What's this? January 26th is 1/26/20. You know, we lost the great, we lost the legend. You know, like Roger said, let this be a lesson. And brother Mufasa said, tell your kids, tell your family that you love them. Cherish those moments that you have with them, because you never know. Any one of us could walk out that door, you know, and something can happen to us. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we just got to be thankful for the days we got and try to build those memories and try to, you know, leave something for our family so they can remember our name and try to, you know, touch the people that we come in contact with. That's all I can say, man, because Kobe definitely touched a lot of people, and it shows, you know, through what we're seeing as far as how it's playing out in the world, you know. So.
All right, man.
So I digress. I'm going to let y'all, if we down to the last 5 minutes, and it's been a great show, been a sweet show, you know what I'm saying, but...
Yeah.
We here, family. Oh, we off next week too, y'all. You know, we off 2 Sundays a year, and one of those Sundays is next Sunday. So we gonna let y'all enjoy Super Bowl weekend, enjoy the festivities, and we gonna take off, and we'll see y'all that following week. But ahead. I'm gonna let y'all close it out.
Well, I gotta say, cause Brother Kev didn't drum it up as eloquently as I would have liked. That we off next weekend for one of the greatest events of all time. Okay,
right.
The National Football League Super Bowl, the biggest event of all time, is going down next week. So of course we have to take off to enjoy the Super Bowl. We take off for Mother's Day. And the Super Bowl, Mother's Day, and the Super Bowl. So we will see y'all after the greatest event of all time.
The biggest ritual.
1 minute
time.
Left.
The biggest ritual.
Stop
the biggest
hating.
Ritual.
Stop hating on the football.
But once again, everyone, I would like to thank everybody for calling in. I know that this. This Kobe thing was a big deal to everybody because he had touched so many people. So many people was, at least if nothing else, familiar with him. So that alone, you know, should give you the understanding of the magnitude of the energy that's going to be circulating around, because, you know, the emotion because of how many people that was even just aware of him, you know. So that's a powerful thing. You know, also, too, you know, death does not have to mean a sad thing. It's not really a death. It's you just entering into a different level of experience or another experience of life.
That's
you know?
Right.
So
that's a fact.
The great things
that's
that we have or the things that we're going to leave behind, and those are the things that we cherish along with time. It's precious, you know, respect it. Use your time wisely, like calling in on Sundays. To Collective Minds Radio and being supportive with us. So we appreciate you guys for tuning in with us on Sundays. Look forward to talking to you again. Like always, if you have any show topic ideas, please feel free to email us at collectiveminds@yahoo.com. Peace.
Peace.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's old or a new point, call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and go in deep.
flying up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. 2 weeks talking.